We caught up with Kanan Makia in Cambridge, Massachusetts today as he was preparing for his fourth trip back to Iraq since the war, this time for an indefinite stay. Makia is a writer and dissident who opposed Saddam Hussein's regime before the United States did. He became a supporter of the exile political group the Iraqi National Congress and a vocal advocate of the U.S. war against Iraq. Today, Kanan Makia expresses dismay with U.S. post-war actions in Iraq.
I think the United States is mostly interested in a process by which a legitimate government, or one that is interpreted and seen as being legitimate, comes into being. That's above all what's on American officials' mind.
But is that process moving quickly enough?
No, there are problems with it. It's taken too long. There have been several fundamental shifts of American attitude on this question. It's very confusing to the Iraqi former opposition. It's very confusing to Iraqis in general. The whole American attitude towards post-war authority is almost incomprehensible to Iraqis. They just don't understand it.
Do you understand it, Kanan? You've been very close to American officials. Do you understand what the U.S. attitude is?
I find it very confusing as well. I disagree with many aspects of it. I'm very unhappy about the number of changes it's gone through. But I can see where the United States is coming from. The United States realizes it's responsible for this interim period. And although at the beginning it might have entertained thoughts of working closely with Iraqis, the burden of the post-war situation is such that it has concluded after the fact, after the war, that it needs to shoulder much of that itself. But this so blatantly contradicted what American officials had said before the UN resolution, that the transition is very difficult. And we're coming up to the month of July when these questions are theoretically all going to be resolved. July is a crucial month determining the interim administration.
Some months ago, before the war, you told me that you foresaw a situation after a war in which there might be U.S. bases, there would be U.S. military away from Iraqi population centers, but there would not be a U.S. administration of Iraq. That's where we're at right now.
We have
a U.S. administration of Iraq.
That's right.
Can that succeed?
With a much greater degree of transparency and openness towards Iraqis as to why the United States is pursuing this particular path, what conditions emerging out of the war have made this necessary, I think it just about might. But that openness, that in-depth discussions with Iraqi leaders is not really, to the best of my knowledge, going on. I've been out of the country now for 2 or 3 weeks. I've been in and out for 3 times since the war. And I have must say that there's been an aloofness to the entire American presence in Iraq. It's even visually transparent in the way they're kind of ringed by tanks inside the Republican Palace compound, a sort of a requirement of security that is sometimes excessive, and that is actually obstructive of forming normal person-to-person relations.
Are you saying it reinforces the impression of a military occupation, therefore?
Yes. I mean, even when intentions are not that. I do not think that it is the intention of the United States to occupy for a long period of time Iraq. I mean, it's out of the question. On the contrary, they may lose interest too quickly. That's our biggest problem.
What is your response to the many articles that have been written about the alleged shaping of intelligence about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Some would say leaning too heavily or attaching too much credibility to Iraqi dissident sources who wanted the U.S. to go in order to liberate the country and perhaps embroidered a bit stories of weapons of mass destruction.
It's one of those stories that's without any foundation whatsoever. All you have that came out of the Iraqi opposition, out of organizations like the Iraqi National Congress, were a number of defectors who were immediately taken over by American security agents and whose whatever they said was checked, rechecked, double-checked by kind of facilities and resources orders of magnitude higher than anything the Iraqi opposition had. So there's simply the idea that people in the opposition tricked the United States into something is, I find, preposterous.
And as you prepare to go back for an indefinite stay in Baghdad and in Iraq, do you go back confident that if you chose to speak and write there openly as you did when you were writing under a pseudonym 15 years ago, that you could do so, that the country you're going back to is one that's going to develop into a fairly open, tolerant society?
I do. Bob, I go back. I'm filled with hope. Of course, anxiety as well. Many things can go wrong. But I'm filled with hope about the future.
Kanan Makia, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Kanan Makiya,